Praise the Lord. I know that you are hungry for God. That's why you are here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm sure you all know the theme of our church for this year. What is it? That's right. Arise in my glory. Now, this is the main theme, but from January to March, we have a specific theme. And we've been going through this theme, awakening and revival. Okay, awakening and revival. Now, we've got another 3 more weeks. And if you have heard the messages week by week, and nothing is happening in your life, there's no awakening, there's no revival, I want you to just seek the Lord in the next 3 weeks. Something must happen. Something must happen. You must ask the Lord for awakening. It's the hungry people. I remember one of them was preaching on hunger. And it's the hunger that will cause the spiritual awakening. And so I want to encourage every one of you. If nothing has been happening in your life, this, you've got another 3 more weeks, because God is raising up an army of the church to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord. Amen. And so we need to move together. Sorry, my mom. We need to arise and move together in His glory. See, and after this theme, after March, when we go into April, our next theme is to equip and to go. So if you are not ready, if you have not been awakened in your spirit, and if you're not ready to go, then you find that everybody else will be moving on, but you'll be left behind. So we need to catch on, okay? We need to catch on. And it takes hunger. It takes a thirst for God, that you need to come before God and say, God, I need you, Lord. I need more of you, Lord. You need to come to God with that kind of spirit that allows the Lord to awaken you. Okay, God is a faithful God. If you search for Him, you will surely find Him. Yeah, the more you seek Him, He will open up Himself and He will come to you. See, because He says to us in James chapter 4 and verse 8, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. So actually, the Spirit of God has already drawn near to us. He has given everything to us. He has drawn everything. He has drawn to us in such a close way. It's all up to us now. Okay? It's all up to us. Okay, now, if you're wanting a spiritual awakening and you're wanting a spiritual revival, a personal revival, it all starts with our hearts. How many of you agree with that? It starts with our hearts. It's our heart posture before God. Whether you want that awakening, whether you want the revival, it's a matter of our heart. And so I'm going to turn to my text scripture, to Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Matthew chapter 6, 19 to 21, it says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. Okay, this is the verse, verse 21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. So if your treasure is in the things of the world and the pleasures of the world, you will find it difficult to actually draw near to God, because these are the hindrances that hold us from actually getting a spiritual breakthrough. Yeah, so you can see that even as the Word of God says, you know, not to lay up treasures on earth. Why? Because on the earth, when you lay up these treasures, rust can rust and destroy your thing, you know, and thieves can come and steal. But our spiritual things that we store up for heaven, our heavenly spiritual blessings, this will be the thing that will keep us strong. And we need it so much at this time. We need it to really keep us together and moving together and allowing the Spirit of God to do a new work in us, so that as a family, as an army, we can arise for God. Okay? Now, even as the Word of God says, don't hold your treasures on earth. But He says, hold up your treasures your spiritual treasures in heaven. Okay? And this is talking about our spiritual life. It's talking about our heart posture before the Lord. See, and so, even in these last days, we know the word of God to us from Revelation 2:7. It tells us, he who has a ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. What the Spirit of God is saying to us believers. And what is most important, and our heart posture should be towards our spiritual lives. We need to build our spiritual lives. And here it tells us, even in that scripture, it tells us that where your treasure is. If there is a treasure hunt, you will go all out looking for the treasure. So that's the kind of desire you must have for God. So if He is your treasure, if the person of the Holy Spirit is your treasure, you will go all out. And your heart posture will be there to just do just that one thing. Just that one thing to just arise. I'm so dry. It's the heart posture that we need to know that the Spirit of God will lead us. Okay? And so, if our treasure is... So, what is our treasure? The treasure that we need to be looking for is not our earthly things. The treasure that we will be looking for is the person of the Holy Spirit. Just as I said, in the end times, God is awakening us. He's awakening every believer to be ready for His coming. Okay? And so, our physical heart is here. But besides our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart, which is here. And this is where our mind, our will, our emotions, our desires, our motives, our spiritual eye, our spiritual ear, and our spiritual sensitivity is there. For us to actually allow the Spirit of God, the person of the Holy Spirit, to activate it so that we can be awakened in our spirits. See, so it is the spirit man. So our life on earth right now in this time and season is to build our spirit man. There's so many aspects of our spirit man. So I don't want to talk about our spiritual disciplines anymore. By now, we should have our spiritual disciplines regularly walking with God. We don't want to be keep on being at the basics. All the time telling you, read the Bible, pray, you know, and hear the voice of God and all these things. These are the basic things. And we should have all through these years, we should have built ourselves in it. And so now it's time to move deeper into the things of the Spirit. The things of the Spirit are the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who is a person, He's alive. And He is wanting to activate us, activate our spirit man. So if our spirit man is not hearing the voice of God, we need to ask the Spirit of God to activate your spiritual ears. And take away all other voices and hear only the Spirit of God's voice. Okay? And so our heart is so important. Okay? And our spiritual heart, or the inner man, is a very important place. That's why in Proverbs chapter 4, in verse 23, it tells us, guard your hearts with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Everything that we do flows out of the heart, out of what is in our spirit man. So it's important that we begin to grow in the spirit man. Okay? Now, so therefore, if we want to arise in His glory, our treasure should be to know the person of the Holy Spirit intimately. You've been hearing this week after week, everyone has been preaching. But somehow you feel you're not getting it. Somehow you feel something is wrong and you're not getting that spiritual awakening. You're not being revived. You know, and you're not able to release that presence that you're expecting God to just come and touch you. So, if your treasure is the focus, then automatically your heart will long for God. There will be a spiritual awakening. The Holy Spirit stirs that up. The Holy Spirit, remember, the Holy Spirit is a person, no? He's a person and He wants you to come closer to Him. He's desiring more fellowship with us. He's desiring to release all that He has and all that He is to us in these last days. Because not only us, we are in church, but there are people out there who need us. And so if we are not spiritually awakened, how can we go out there? How can we go? Unless we are awakened and we are revived, we can arise and we can be equipped and we can go. So in the next 3 weeks, I'm praying for each one of you that we will get a breakthrough. Those of you who are asking for an encounter with the Holy Spirit, you will have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. You're asking for spiritual ears to be opened. The Spirit of God will speak to you. From here, you will just sense, you will know He's saying something to you. You will experience it for yourself. Okay? And then, just like this longing, you know, just like in Psalm 63 and verse 1, "Oh God, You are my God. Early will I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My flesh longs for You in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water." It's just like the deer that's longing for water. You know, see the way it is expressed. "My soul thirsts for You, Lord. My flesh longs for You, Lord." It's a longing from inside of you. Because God created us to know Him, to fellowship with Him, and to love Him. He created us like that. So there is a natural yearning and a desire for more of God in our lives. And so as we begin to really come to God and search for Him, you will experience Him. You will have an awakening. I've seen some of them come and share with me. You know, I have not been reading the Word of God for a long time. But one day in the service, when we were worshiping, I just felt an urge that I must go back and read the Bible. And from that day, that's been... See, how does it happen? It's the Holy Spirit that's within you, that stirs within you a desire for His voice, for His Word. And I want to share with you a testimony of how two of my Bible school friends, one of them, after being in Bible school for more than a year, she felt so dry. She said, we are studying, we are going for weekend ministries and all that, but I've not been winning souls. I've lost the burden for souls. So you've lost your first love, and so you've lost, she has lost that first love, and she has lost that desire to win souls for the Lord. And so deep in her heart, she was so grieved. And she said, "God, I want to experience it again. Lord, You show me. Show me who You are. Show me. Let there be a spiritual awakening in my heart. I want to be able to have a burden once again." And so she kept crying to God every day. She would go to the prayer room and she would be crying out to the Lord. And she was really like what the verse says in Psalm 63. You know, how you're longing and you're thirsty and you're hungry for God. And she used to be crying. And every time, even in our chapel service, she used to be crying because she wants something from the Lord. And you know what happened? One night she was waiting on the Lord. She said, "God, I'm not going to go to sleep." See, that was the tenacity of wanting that spiritual awakening. She stayed all night. And somehow within about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, suddenly the Holy Spirit opened her spiritual eyes and she saw hell. She saw hell and people being thrown into hell fire and the people screaming. She could hear them and she couldn't take it. And she was crying and wailing and she told the Lord, "Lord, I will go. I will go and I will win souls once again. Thank You for showing me that people are being thrown into hell because they do not know Jesus." And so this awakening, I tell you, after that she was a powerful soul winner. Every week in a weekend ministry, she'll come back with testimonies of so many souls being saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so this is the kind of hunger we need. This is where our posture of our heart needs to be. That we want God. We want more of Him. You know, and we must do what God has called us to do. And so here was another friend. another Bible school classmate who was longing for an encounter with the Holy Spirit. He will cry and he will pray and he will tell all of us, please pray for me. I must encounter God. I must encounter God. And so he waited on the Lord in the same way. As he waited and waited and waited, one morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning, he was about to get up and go. See, sometimes just before the encounter is going to take place, we walk away. And so we lose that encounter. So we must wait long enough until you have that experience. You have God come and visit you. And so he waited and he was about, because 5 o'clock, he's supposed to get ready and go to Bible for classes, is he? And so he's about to go off and go and get ready and everything. And there at that moment when she was about to get up, he just felt the Lord just came and touched him. He just felt the hand of the Lord. He felt the presence of the Holy Spirit just filling him. And he was laughing and he was crying and he was just so excited in the presence of God. And then God was ministering to him. I tell you, after that encounter, this man, he was never the same again. I tell you, when he preached, things will happen. When he prayed for people, deliverance will take place. And souls will get saved. Wherever he goes, you know, he shared this with us, that after that encounter with the Holy Spirit, wherever he goes, people will come to him and tell him they want Jesus. She said, he used to tell us, he said, I don't know them, but I don't know what make them walk up to me and say, I want to know Jesus. So this is the way the power of God can work in our lives. So it's so important. So it's really important for us to hunger for God, position our hearts, and make sure our treasure is to know and to know deeply the person of the Holy Spirit in our lives in this time and season. So I'm going to share with you now how to come to that place of that awakening. It's very simple. But like I said, all through the testimonies and everything, we need to persevere. We need to hunger. We need to desire for it. See, when you desire, God will surely come through. Sometimes it takes a while. Don't give up. I've known of people who have waited and waited, say, no, I think God only encounters certain people. He chooses certain people. And so they've given up on it. And so they become cool and they go on, you know. Then later in their life, again, they feel, oh, I really feel that I need that encounter. Because if we don't have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, we cannot go on in our life. The song that we sing, show me your face, Lord. If you'll only show me your face, I can make it to the end. See, many of us need that. We need that encounter with the Holy Spirit to go up to the red, to persevere and go to the end until Jesus comes or Jesus calls us home. Okay, so the first point is praying without ceasing in tongues. Okay, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. It's a familiar scripture to all of you. Okay, now some of you think, oh, it's very hard to pray in tongues for so long. I pray and sometimes it's only 2 minutes, you know, and then you give up. But I want you to know that this perseverance you need in praying in the Spirit. Because when you pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit actually cleanses you. So many of our lives, we are not getting a breakthrough or there's no awakening in our spiritual lives, it's because of the hindrances. Or maybe the discouragements and the disappointments that have come along in our lives, which are holding us from getting those breakthroughs. And so when you begin to pray in the Spirit, you need to pursue praying in the Spirit. Don't get tired. If you get thirsty when you're praying in the Spirit, just drink some water and continue to pray. As you continue to pursue praying in the Spirit, you will surely get a breakthrough. Suddenly, there will be like, suddenly you're praying so easily in the Spirit. And some of you are saying, oh, I only have one syllable and only the same thing I'm repeating over and over and again and I don't understand what I'm saying. So that maybe holds you from actually praying in the Spirit. But I want you to know, when you're praying in the Spirit, you're actually speaking to God through His Spirit to Him. And He's being ministered to and He's also ministering to you. So you must know that you need to pursue this. You need to keep going. You need to keep going. Keep praying. Even though it's the same words again and again and you feel it's so boring, never mind, you keep doing it. I tell you, finally, one day you'll get a breakthrough. And you will know it. You will know the breakthrough when you're praying in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. Suddenly, you just feel a release, and then you'll flow in the Spirit. You'll be able to sing in the Spirit. You'll be able to worship in the Spirit. You can go on for hours. And when we begin to do that, actually, when we are praying in the Spirit, God not only cleanses us, He ministers to us. Many times when you're praying in the Spirit, you will hear the voice of the Lord. God will give you a scripture. Or sometimes when you're praying in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will reveal for you to pray for someone. So the Holy Spirit is actually communing with us when we're praying in the Spirit. Though you do not understand, He understands what you're speaking, and He's ministering to you and answering you sometimes. So I want you to do one thing. Keep your focus as you're praying in the Spirit. Let it be the focus that your treasure is to know the person of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And then you begin to pray in the Spirit. And keep that in your mind that yes, what I'm praying now, I'm getting a breakthrough. I'm getting the spiritual awakening. I'm going to get a revival. I'm going to be revived. I'm going to be revived in the Word. I'm going to be revived in my spirit, man. I'm going to be revived. I'm going to be revived and revive others. Because you will carry the presence of God when you are revived. See? So you must keep praying in the Spirit. But focus on the person of the Holy Spirit. And while you're praying in the Spirit, just in your heart say, God, I love you so much. I'm longing for you. I want more of you. Hunger for Him. Hunger for Him. I tell you, from today, if for 1 week, from this Friday, this Sunday, Saturday to next Saturday, if you will continuously pray in the Spirit, no matter what you're doing, you're washing dishes, you're praying in the Spirit, you're driving, you're praying in the Spirit, continuously keep praying in the Spirit. I tell you, next week when you come back, you'll have a testimony to share. I assure you this. I've experienced this personally. I've experienced this personally, and I'm encouraging each one of you to get that same breakthrough. Something will happen in your life. Something new will take place in your spirit. Okay? And I just want to encourage you with that. And so the Holy Spirit stirs our hearts towards awakening and revival. And so when we pray and thirst after God, the spirit man becomes alive. Okay? The spirit man has so many parts, you know? The spirit man comes alive. But in John 7:37, it says, out of your spirit, out of your spiritual heart flows rivers of living waters. Okay, the rivers here talks about the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit that's stirring your heart when you pray in the Spirit. Okay? And the living waters, the Holy Spirit is a living person. And so He really stirs you and He touches every area of your life and makes you whole. It really makes you whole. You know, and so my second point is it will activate the other parts of your spirit man. First, the spirit of your mind. You have a spiritual mind. Your natural mind, you think certain things. But your spiritual mind, you'll be thinking the things of God. You will be thinking what God is thinking. You know, so we need to activate that. We cannot just be living in our natural. It is time for us to live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, be empowered by the Holy Spirit, and go out there under the power of God. This is what the Spirit of God wants to do in our lives. And so it is important that you allow this the river of living water to overflow in your life. So pray until the river of living water is overflowing and it touches other parts of your spiritual life. Okay, it will activate the spirit of your mind. Now, when you get a breakthrough in the spirit of your mind, see, it is a spirit in your mind. The Spirit of God is ministering through your mind, through His Spirit. And so what you get is you get a revelation of the Word of God. You get a revelation of who God is in your life. You will get whatever situation you're in, He will show you who He is. You will have a revelation. Because the spirit of your mind is coming alive. It's alive. Okay? And the Holy Spirit. Okay, now the Holy Spirit is to actually will also lead you into reading the Word. Because there is a desire. As you begin to activate the spirit man in your life, there will be a sudden desire to read the Word of God. And when you begin to read the Word of God, you will receive a rhema word every day in your life. There was one preacher who was sharing with us, and he said, every day in your walk with God, you need to encounter Him. Because when you encounter Him every day, He gives you direction just for that day. And the spiritual food that He gives you for that day is just enough for that day. And so we need to make sure that it's a consistent walk with God. It's a very important thing to consistently walk with God. A lot of us walk with God. A lot of us read the Word, pray every day. But sometimes we stop reading the Word and we pray. Or we pray and then we don't read the Word. Whatever. No, we just come to a place of inconsistency. And inconsistency cannot give us a breakthrough. Because we need the river of God to flow consistently and daily. Every day God has a word for each one of us. If you're not hearing that word, you need to ask the Spirit of God to activate your spiritual ears. See, the spiritual ears. The next is the spiritual eyes, the spiritual ears. And so when our spiritual eyes, when the Spirit of God begins to flow as we pray in the Spirit, when spiritual eyes begin to open, God will show you dreams, visions, you know, and you will not see through your natural eye. You will see through your spiritual eye. Sometimes someone is speaking to you. Instead of seeing in your spiritual eye, the Lord will show you something in that person that needs help. And then when you speak it out, they'll be shocked. They say, how do you know? So you see, the Spirit of God that is awakened in our spiritual heart will activate that spiritual eye to see the things that you need to see to minister to them. So it's very important. And then our spiritual ears. So as we continue to pray in the Spirit, you're continuously tuning your spiritual ears to the voice of God. Because in our day, we hear a lot of voices around us. People talking to us, people telling us what to do, and all kinds of voices around us. But if you tune yourself consistently and regularly to the voice of the Spirit of God, you find that you will hear His voice very easily. In every situation, you will hear His voice. I know of a sister who will actually be talking to God wherever she is. She'll be flowing in the Holy Spirit. And then suddenly the Spirit of God will tell her something. You know? And then even the little daily things, like sometimes she'll go in front of the cupboard and say, God, what should I wear today? She's like, you know, communing with the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will show her this one. And she'll know that that's what God wanted her to wear for that day. She walks with God in such a close manner, the relationship with the Holy Spirit. So this is what we're talking about. In these last days, God wants every one of His children to hear His voice. He wants all of us to hear. He wants us to hear, and not just hear, but to obey His voice. So, but when you hear the voice of God, He will also give you the grace to obey. Sometimes He tells you things which you find difficult to obey, but He will enable you to hear and obey that voice. So the spirit man need to be activated. Okay, now how? So if you have a spirit man, just like our natural man, we need to feed our natural man to be healthy and strong. In the same way, how do we feed our spirit man? The Word of God. So today there's two things only I'm saying to you. Praying in the Spirit to activate the spiritual senses and the inner man, and to feed the spirit man. Feeding the spirit man with the Word of God. Okay? The Word of God is bread of life. See, when we read the Word of God, it's bread to your spirit man. And that's how you will grow. Just like if you eat and you're spiritual, you get strong physically, in the spirit realm, as you begin to read the Word of God, you begin to become strong in the Lord. Okay? Your spirit and our relationship with God. Because it's the Word of God, it's His voice to us. It's His voice to us. So when we hear the Word of God each day, God will begin to renew our mind. We will be changed. Because with the Spirit of God overflowing in your life, the presence of His Spirit and the glory of His presence filling our lives each day, and also when we hear His word and we obey and we walk with Him, what happens? Your life will never be the same again. So I just want to encourage each one of you as I close this service this evening. Where is your heart today? Where is your treasure? Is your treasure in earthly things still? Or is your treasure in heavenly things? Things of the Spirit of God. I just want to encourage each one of you that if you have not experienced the things of the Spirit, you need to crave for it. You need to long for it. As the deer pants for the water, so our soul must long for the presence of the Spirit of God. The person of the Holy Spirit and the glory of God. The glory of God, when we begin to arise, if you do not have a spiritual awakening and if you don't have revival, you cannot arise. Because the word arise means to arise from those things that have, you know, that have not helped you in any way. Things that have hindered you. So we need to arise from those things that are holding us from getting these breakthroughs. Arise, and in His presence, in His glory, we will shine as we begin to allow the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, to work in our lives and activate our spirit man so that we can go. We can be equipped and we can go and bring others into the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just want you to take a moment to just pray in the Spirit. Just get a breakthrough tonight right here before we go back. Thank you, Lord. Let's all pray in the Spirit. Let's connect with the Spirit of God, the person of the Holy Spirit. Just connect with Him. Let your spirit man come alive today. Let your spiritual senses come alive today. Remember, keep your focus on the person of the Holy Spirit as you're building relationship with Him, as you're praying in the Spirit. Yes, you're building that relationship with the person of the Holy Spirit today. Let's just worship the Holy Spirit. Worship the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Kura barianta raba shikara la bariandi. Kirianta raba shandara la bariandi. Kirianta raba shandara. As we worship, just get connected to the person of the Spirit of God. Tell Him how much you need Him. How much you desire more of Him.
Thank you. Show me your face,
thank you, Holy Spirit.
Lord, show me your face and gird up my legs that I might stand in this holy place.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We want an encounter with You, Spirit of God. We want You, Lord. We long for Your presence. We long for You, Lord.
I can make it to the end if I can just see Your face.
Oh, Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Just personally, I just want you to talk to God right now and tell Him your desire. Just speak to Him and just get connected with Him. He's waiting. He's waiting for each one of us to be connected to Him and to build a personal relationship with Him. The Spirit of God is just moving in our midst. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I see the Lord touching hearts. I see the Lord touching lives. As you take this word back today and come into His presence, He says He will meet you. He will meet you. You will encounter Him. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Kurabarianta rabashikara labariandi. Kirianta rabashura labarianta rabashandai. Ikara labarianta. The Lord shows me that there's one person here. You've given up seeking the Lord because you feel that God doesn't want you, God doesn't love you, and God doesn't want to touch you. You're hearing the wrong voice. He loves you, and He's waiting with His arms wide open. I just want you to respond to Him right now and say, yes, Lord, forgive me for turning away. Yes, just turn back to Him. Return to Him today. And He's going to change your life. He's going to make you something that you never imagined you can be. Because God has so much in store for you. Even as you come closer to Him and as you begin to pray in the Spirit, God will reveal things to you which you cannot imagine. Yes, the scripture that comes to me is, no eye has seen and no ear has heard and no mind can conceive the things that God has for those who love Him. Just love Him and just love Him and love Him and love Him more. Yes, and crave for Him, more of Him. He has so much more in store for us. He has so much more in store. Oh yes, as long as we are alive on this earth, He has got so much more that He wants to reveal Himself to us. Oh, Shikara Bariande, reach out, people of God. Just reach out to Him right now. Nyandarala Bariandai. Oh, make a fresh commitment to Him. Make a fresh call to Him. Yes, answer that call that God has placed in your life. Oh, Rakabarianta Rabashandai. Oh, Rabashondoro Laboriode. Ikandaranamasandara Lalayande. Oh, Rakaboshonavoyo. Oh, more Lord, more Lord, more of You. More of You, presence of God. Oh, Rabashondoro Laloyondo. Make it to the end. I can just see Your face. Oh, yes, Lord. Your face. Yes, sing it together. Yes, let's sing it from our hearts as a prayer to the Lord today that we will encounter Him this week before we come back next week.
anchor of my legs, that I might stand in this holy place. Show me your face, Lord, your power and grace, your power and grace, cause I can make it to the end, if I can just see your
Amen. Yes, let's come to the Lord's table right now. Let's commune with Him. And even as we partake of the emblems, it will be faith emblems of miracles for our spiritual life today. Let's just prepare ourselves. Just embracing each one of us with His love. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for sending Jesus for each one of us. Thank you that we can have this relationship with you, with the Holy Spirit, because of what Jesus has done on the cross for us. And Lord, we bring these emblems before you. We ask that you bless the cup and the bread. And Lord, we pray that as we partake of the bread and the cup, that it will be miracle emblems, especially for our spiritual lives. That there will be a spiritual awakening and there will be revival in our spirit, man. Revival in our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We ask that you will bless the emblems. Thank you, in Jesus' name. The night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and when he had given thanks to the Father, he gave it to his disciples saying, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." I want you to know that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And healing is not just physical healing. It can be emotional healing. It can be spiritual healing. I want you to partake of this bread together as a healing bread today for whatever condition, whatever situation you're facing. Let's partake it together. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then in the same manner, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Take it, drink it as often as you do it until I come again." Jesus is coming very soon. So as we continue to partake of this cup, he has redeemed us by his blood. So whatever hindrances we have in our lives, as we partake of this miracle cup, you're going to have breakthroughs in every area of your life. He has made us whole on that cross. So let's partake of this miracle cup for our spiritual lives today. Jesus. Yes, put your cups down and just raise your hands and just sing it unto the Lord one more time and just connect with the Spirit of God.
Church, reach out to the Lord.
Your love surrounded me from the start. Lord, I never want to be apart from you ever again.
Church, reach out to him. Such a presence of the Lord.
Take me into your arms. Comfort me like a friend.
Your love
surrounded me from the start.
Father, this evening we thank you for your tangible love that is surrounding us, Lord. That is so overwhelming, God. That I pray that even as this evening, even as we leave from this place, God, we pray, Lord Father, that we will be a people that will be centered and focused in your love, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord Father, that even as your people leave from this place, Lord, you will pursue them, and there will be such a spiritual breakthrough and awakening that will happen in their life, that even as next Saturday they come back, Lord Father, they have already received their breakthrough in Jesus' name. So Father, I speak forth over your people. This week shall be a week of encounter. This week shall be a week that is filled with the presence of God. This week shall be a week filled with breakthroughs. This week shall be the week filled with the anointing of the Father that's resting upon them. So I stretch my hands towards your people, God. Even as you leave from this place, you will encounter the Lord in a daily basis in Jesus' name. And I speak forth over your people. Bless them abundantly in all things that they do, Lord Father. May you be glorified, God, in all the things that they do, Lord Father. We thank you, Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty loving name we pray. And everyone say, amen, amen, amen.